Okay, hello. Today is Dafyud Beis. We're going to start on your Daf from the base at the bottom of the page. Yesterday we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and I guess Rabbi Shimon Levi, whether you're allowed lechatchila in the case of Maaser, in the case of Demai, whether you're allowed to lechatchila be mefresh Maaser Sheni first, out of order, even though normally you're supposed to take Maaser Rishon then Maaser Sheni. By Demai, there's a possibility that you could do lechatchila out of order, take Maaser Sheni first. Rabbi Yochanan hold you could, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi held no, cannot. Okay? Mishnah said, in Hikdom Sheni L'Rishon Ein B'Kachlom, the issue was, what does Ein B'Kachlom mean? Okay, now the Gemara is going to start asking another question. Now, this is a very interesting question. You're going to go ahead and you're going to take off Maaser Sheni. And now you still have to take off Maaser Rishon. I didn't say you're part of taking Maaser Rishon. You did out of order, but you have to still take Maaser Rishon, right? So, I have an Eitzah for you. Take the Maaser Sheni first. Be part of the Maaser Sheni, right? Now the Maaser Sheni is no longer Kedushas Maaser Sheni. And then use that same Maaser that you took from Maaser Sheni, the same Tvuah that was originally Maaser Sheni, and be Kari Shem Maaser Rishon on it. Because you already took the Maaser Sheni Kedusha off and put it onto money. So you're left with this Maaser Sheni. It's not Maaser Sheni, we'll call it. It goes back to Tevel, because that Maaser, normally when you take Maaser Sheni in the right order, so it no longer has a Chiv at the time of the Hafrasha for Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon had already been taken. You were Masakin it already. It's not Tovel the Maaser Rishon. In this case, the Maaser Sheni being taken out of order means that that Maaser Sheni was Tovel the Maaser Rishon. So, if it has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, obviously you can't be carrying two Maaseres on the same Tvuah. But if I'll be paid to the Kedusha off of it and put that Kedushas Maaser Sheni onto money, it's still Tovel for Maaser Rishon, so it has Shaychus to Maaser Rishon. So let me use that same 10% and use that for Maaser Rishon. That's the Gemara's Kasha.
You have to remove, now, let's say I don't do the Pidyon, I just have this Maaser Sheni that I was mafresh before, I was mafresh Maaser Rishon. So now, is there within that Maaser Sheni, do I have to remove Maaser Rishon from that which was already mafresh? Meaning, like, but when I give.
Hey, you mean if you were to take that Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you would probably have to take off 10% and give it to the lady. Yeah, I would
But
say.
does Pidyon work in such a, meaning, again, I'm asking for
I don't
myself,
know.
does
You know,
Pidyon
you're
work
getting
there?
into the you're getting into the weeds here. I don't know that much detail. But let's take a look at this question, okay? One designated a saw Maaser Sheni from a pile of Demai. He now wishes to designate Maaser Rishon on behalf of the pile. May he redeem the saw of Maaser Sheni and redesignate it as Maaser Rishon. Malik ba Sheni b'machim Rishon. That's the question. We're now on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Was there a name associated with this question? No, it's just a question. It doesn't say a name.
But what, the base of the question is he just doesn't want to use two different sets of grain? Is that the problem
He's
there?
gonna gain. Yeah, he's gonna gain.
Save money.
What?
He's gonna hold on a second. Let's work it out.
He's gonna gain a tenth. He's gonna have to remove another tenth. He promised to do it, now
He's
he's not.
gonna let's just work it out. Let's just use a case. Okay, we'll use our standard case of 100. So you have 100 saw. You take normally you would take off 100 saw from you take 10%, you get 10 saw off of that. You'd be left with 90 saw. Then you take 10% off of that to give Maaser Sheni, so you're out 19 saw for Maasers. Now, what are you doing this way? Take off 10% from Maaser Sheni, pota that onto, let's say it's $10, it's worth $10, right? Pota that onto $10 worth of coins. It's kesef she'yesh alav tzura is the rule, right? You have to have coins with tzura to make a pidyon. And then you go ahead, so now you have your $10 in change. And now you're going to take this $10 worth of tefillah and be poured it for Maaser, and use it for Maaser Rishon. So what have you gained? Not much. You still expend. In fact, I think you lost.
You lost
I think you lost
you
because
lost
before you would have taken only 9 from Maaser Sheni. Now you're going to have to take 10 from Maaser Sheni and 10 from Maaser Rishon. You're out 20. Yeah? You're actually losing monetarily. You're losing on the deal. You're not gaining anything.
But if you value your tefillah,
if
you have an extra
you
ten.
have
That's
as far as your yield, No.
I mean, it's risk reward.
Hold on a second. Your yield, I'm just trying to work this out. What? First of all, the mice are eating, you're not going to lose because you don't have to give that away to Levy anyway. That you can eat because it's the mice. You can eat that yourself.
I can sell it, right?
You can sell it. You can do whatever you want.
I can sell it? I can do whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want. It's mice have all of our rye, it's yours. You can do whatever you want. So you're not losing anything. I don't know. So what are you gaining? I don't know what you're gaining. I'm not sure what you're gaining. Good question.
When you're poded, do you have to
poded? Work this out, yeah.
When you're poded onto money, the Kedusha, do you have to do it like retail value?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And you have to add a fifth?
And you have to add a fifth, yeah. That's
it.
I don't know. Well, my in-law Chomash, I don't think. Chomash, you don't have to answer. Let's go on. So, yeah, I mean, these are all great questions. It's going to get a lot more complicated. Rabbi Yais, I promise you. Rabbi Yais ben Shaul, so here's the following case, a Maisa Shohaya. So, again, this is a question the Gemara asks, and then instead of bringing a Raisa or a Pasuk or something like that, quotes a Maisa. It's not my favorite way to teach halacha, but the Yerushalmi does this often, right? I see le'arise peri. So his sharecropper bought him the mai peris. Amalei tzeva kavah sheni. He says to the sharecropper, go designate ma'aser sheni. Chazar v'amalei tzeu kvar rishon. Now, Reb Chaim says in his translation of this ma'aser, which does not appear in the English translation, that he forgot. He forgot that he hadn't taken Rishon. So he comes back to him and he says, wait a second. I forgot to take Rishon. Take off my Rishon. In the English translation here, he doesn't say the words he forgot. It says, Chazav Armalei, Tseo Kvar Rishon, go and take my Rishon.
This is his own stuff, right? He was his sharecropper?
Yes. It's his own stuff. So the way he's translating it is, he's saying, go redeem the Maaser Sheni and redesignate it as Maaser Rishon. So according to the way the English translation has it, this story is a reenactment of our question. Literally. He tells the sharecropper, take Maaser Sheni first, and then he tells him, now go ahead, after you've done that, because you could do it lechat pila, out of order, now go ahead and redesignate that Maaser Sheni as Maaser Rishon, meaning, he obviously was poded in the interim, right? Hada Amra Shemutter Likva Sheni Bemakarishan. So you see, it's a mutter that you can do. You can redesignate Sheni as Rishon. That's the Gemara, basically what it says here. Okay. So Ula by Yishmael B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Paitu, and of course, again, this is Rabbi Yochanan, who we've said before held lechakilo, you could do it out of order. So it stands to reason, right? Paitahu ademes tivloi. If a person wants to exempt his tevel, meaning of demai, b'saw achas shel tevel, with only one saw, meaning three. It's an illustration. So if you have 10 saw, okay, see, and here we're talking about, you have 10 saw total, and you're going to use one saw to get rid of all your obligations. So again, the same thing. Okay, so I said, what do you do? Maybe saw achas shel tevel. Bring one saw. I saw it's a sheni. Make it ma'aser sheni. We'll probably do isa, and then be putting it onto kasef. And kinds of isa, ma'aser rishon and trumas ma'aser l'makom acher. So then go ahead and take that one saw and make it ma'aser. And then you're going to use that one saw. 10% of that one saw will be Trumas Meiser, because the one saw is Meiser. You're going to have to take off Trumas Meiser from that. That's 10% of that. And it says you're going to use the other 9/10 as Trumas Meiser on some other designated place. All he's doing is he's trying to use up the saw for whatever he can. So that's what it says over here. So again, you see the same idea. The Meiser Sheni can be redesignated as Meiser Rishon. It's just another illustration. With a little more detail. Okay?
So he's using the same thing for three different maesers.
Yep. I mean, the same thing. I mean, whenever you take Meiser Rishon, you have to take Trumas Meiser. That goes without saying. Okay? Is everything good?
The Levy has to take the
Trumas. The Levy, or in this case, it's the Mai, so you're taking it yourself. Because you eat it yourself. Meiser Chavel of Haraya, right? Because it's the Mai, yeah. Neches Ula someone. So here's a question. Ula descended there to Babylonia. So that's going down, right? Going from Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you go down, whenever you go from Eretz Yisrael, my son-in-law was just here for the week. He came down to Baltimore on Sunday. And he went back up to Eretz Yisrael tonight. Okay?
Non-stop.
Non-stop. Mm-hmm. 100%. V'chavronalai, and he said, so he sent over this ruling in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he's quoting, right? He's quoting his Rebbe, this novel Kiddush, right? That you could use one saw and use it for Meiser Rishon and for Meiser Sheni and for Trumas Meiser, and you're taking care of everything with this one saw. V'chavronalai, everybody, you know, everybody's gathered around to go attack this Kiddush. Hasar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes throws out the first challenge. Hamas Nisa Pliga. The Brisa contradicts it. Why? The Mishnah says, 6, this is 71a, 7-6. Hoy lefonam shnei tekol shel tevel. Person had two baskets of tevel. This is talking about tevel vadai, I guess. Let's assume it's tevel vadai for the time being. So what he says is, should we look it up to see the Lashon? Or we want to just read it in English? Let's look it up. 71a. Just going to look it up real quick. I only read it last night in English, but I did not look at it in Hebrew yet. Let's see. 71a. So it says, here we go. Hoy lefono shteh kukola shal tabel, va omar, maisa zu bazu, shal zu bazu, shal zu bazu. He says, right? If he says that the fruit of the first basket is tithed. Right, he says the mitres of this basket are in that basket, and the mitres of that basket are in this basket. Right? So they're both tevel, right? So you have A and B. Let's assume they both have the same amount, right? So let's say they both have 10. So you're going to say the mitres of tevel A is in basket B. And the mitzvahs of basket B are in basket A. So what's the rule? So it says, Harishono miuseras. The fruit of the first basket has been tithed, but the fruit of the second basket remains tevel. Right? Obviously. Because once you're misakin A, when you take the mitzvahs of A and put it in B, so at that moment, A is Masukam, right? And it's Patr, it's no longer Tevel. So how can you go ahead and then designate A to be Meiser for B? It's Patr. It's Menah Patr Alachi. It doesn't work. That's what the Mishnah says. It's a simple halacha, right? So that's what he's asking him. Hamasisa Pliga, how you look from state to call Shal Tevel? I mean, if you're just referencing what we just said. Now we're on your base, on the base. The Tony Allah. So what does it say? The Mishnah says like this. Noitel min hashniya shnei pamim shnei isurin. This is very it's very sticky here. Exactly what the gersa is. You take from the second one two times two isurin. You want to something because of the way the English presents this page is so difficult. In terms of just conceptually, halakhically, it's completely off the wall. I hate to say it that way because the Gra's pshat that they say it, but they say over here. I'm just going to tell you why I'm not going to be learning it. They say they're going to present a pshat that Meiser is milavar. That means normally you think of Meiser as 10% of 100 is 10. Take off 10. They're going to say that Meiser. When you have 100, you have to work it out like this. The first 90, it's 10% milavar, which means you add 10% to the total. You have, whenever you have a percentage, let me veer off to another inu where this makes a lot more sense. Onah, right? Onah is a shtos, right? A sixth. Shtos, shin, tof, vav, tof, not shin, tof. It's a shtos, right? It's a sixth. So you could look at it like this. You could say, okay, how do you calculate 1/6 to be considered onah? It means I have something worth $6 and I charge 1/6 over that price, which is 1/6 of 6, which is $1. Add $1 to 6 is $7. Then that's a shtus. That's considered onah. That's one way to look at it. Another way, that's milagav. That's from inside. You're taking 1/6 of the price. Milavar, from the outside, it's going to be from the inside. It would be if you have something worth $5, you want to figure out what 1/6 is. You add the dollar on the outside as if, because the amount that you're going to charge over that is the amount after you would add the amount that you're charging. So the 1/6 would be $1 out of 5, making 1/6 of 6 total would be the onah. That's the idea of logav and levar. So all of a sudden, they are applying that same principle by maestros, which no one ever heard of. I never heard of such a thing in my life. That you should say that, oh, maestro of 90 is 10%. 10 is 10, because 10% of 100 is 10, and you're left with 90, so that means the maestro of 90 is 10. Where would that come from? And then maestro of 9 is another 1, so that would mean 11. And then you have one remainder, maestro of that is 1/9.
I mean, baskets here, maybe that's
what it is. This is what he's assuming in the whole shot over here, and that's how it works out. I'm not even going to go through the pshat because I think it's so shver. I just never heard of it before. I'm going to just tell you, Rav Chaim really changes the girsa. So I'm just going to tell you what he says. The way he says it is like this. I'm going to have to read it to you here inside the Hebrew because the Hebrew is different than our Hebrew. So Hesiv. I think so. I don't know if you're going to recognize the words I'm saying. You can follow along. Hesiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked a question. The Mishnah is going to argue. Hoy lefanav shtei kalkolos shel teva. That he had the two kalkolos. V'toni Allah. Noitel min hashniya. Take from the second one. Shnei te'enim. Two figs. Ushnei yisurim. And 2/10. The Isura shall iser, a tenth of a tenth. The Ito Shnei Tain of the Yasa Oisan Cheney, the Ifte, the Yaks of Yasim Chumas Mice, and the Makamacher. So what he says is like this on the bottom here. That's the same?
Instead of Pam, he changes it to Tainim.
Okay. So he says like this.
Yeah, the original two rats, that's there.
Okay, so he says like this. It says, Naitam Hashniya Shnei Te'inim, this is his parish on the bottom. You're going to take 2 for Truma Gedoyla, because it's 1/50. So 1/50 out of 100 is 2, right? Shnei Yisurim, that's going to be 2/10. 2/10. That's going to be Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, right? The Yisurim Shel Eser, and a tenth of the tenth, obviously, that's the Trumas Maaser. V'yitol Isar, so this is where the question begins. According to you that a person could use one saw, why does he have to take 2/10, one for Maaser Rishon, one for Maaser Sheni? Excuse me. Let him take 1 Isar, make it Sheni, and then be Podeit, and make that same saw again, that same Maaser Rishon. And that Maaser Rishon, you're going to make Maaser the Trumas Meiser on Makom Acher. So since it required him to do it this way, since he required him to take 2/10 instead of making an Eitzah with 1/10, so don't you see, you can't do that to take the same tenth twice. That was the question. Kashler or Bechman?
This is talking about my?
That's goofy what the Gemara is going to get into the tariff now. So, first of all, notice that we started this off saying you're going to take 2 figs as truma. Now, if we're talking about the mai, You don't have to take truma from Demai, because Demai Damaratzim are also Makbid on. So Rav Mona is anticipating this teres. You might want to say that we're not talking about Demai, we're talking about Vadai. And the raya that we're talking about Vadai is because we said that you have to take the truma. But I'm going to tell you no. Those two that we're talking about, that you take truma, he didn't mean the truma at the outset, at the get-go. He was talking about the truma's meiser you're going to take after you took that meiser. And it was, we weren't taking any truma gedola. And lo'aylam, we're talking about the mine. Right? So he's basically trying to enforce the question. Rav Mona chayzer levayer hakasha. He's coming to explain the question even further. You might want to answer that, of course. Here we're talking about Vadai. Right? So, Ze'eno, that's not true. Why is it not true? Ramona says the following language. Ein sheni shebarishoino tovo l'rishon shebashniyo. Which means like this. Let's suppose we were talking about Vadai for a second. Right? So you took you're taking your Meiser Sheni from Kalkola B on Kalkola A, right? Let's go over it again. You have two baskets. You're trying to be Masakin basket A with basket B. Basket B, take 10% for Maiserishin. Let's do it in order, okay? 10% for Maiserishin, and then 10% for Maisersheni. Now, let's stop right there. When you were correct Maisersheni in B for A, what's the status with that Maisersheni? That 10%, had Maiserishin been taken from basket B, it was Tevel. No one ever was Masakin basket B. So I gotcha. That's what Ramona says. I gotcha. Right there, you're out of order. How could you do that? If we're talking about Vadai, you would never be able to do that. Because when you do Shani in basket B, you're out of order because you never took my submission from basket B. It must be we're not talking about Vadai. We're talking about Tevel. And that's why my kasha is a good question. Demai, Demai, correct. That's why. So he's explaining why his kasha is a good kasha. This is the base. This is how Rav Chaim explains this very unintelligible line. Amar Amona ve'ein sheni shebarishono, which means, isn't the sheni that he took first for the first basket from the second basket. Tovel l'rishon shebashniyah. Isn't it tovel for Maiserishin in the second basket? So you see you're out of order. If you're out of order, the only way you could do that is it must be you're talking about Demai. And you see you weren't being mafresh. One saw for both is a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. That's the way he learns the kasha. Okay, are we at the bottom? Yeah. And that's the bottom line over here on your base, on the base. Now, if you want to read through the English, we could, figure out another way to learn the Gemara with a completely different shot, which has to do with Levar. It's just like, when did Meiser become Levar? It's like, it's just not...
He's saying, I think, because there are two baskets. So since it's from outside that first basket, it's by definition Levar.
Why? What's the shot in that? I don't understand what that means, though. Why should that be true?
He's thus separating the rice from the first act.
Meaning it's not being mafresh. A kilo, 110 pieces.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading.
Meaning, if I have 100 pieces, and I need to be mafresh trumas from it, but I'm not, I'm using other produce.
Yes.
I have to include that other produce in the total amount now.
Okay.
Maybe that's what the good doctor means.
So,
does that make sense? Well, meaning I have 100 pieces and I want to separate, let's say I already did truma, whatever it is. I need to separate my sir. right? So I need to take off 10 pieces.
Right.
But I have 10 other pieces I'm going to use. Now I have 110 pieces. I don't have 100 pieces anymore.
Right.
So I need to add in that other amount and then redo the chesed. So now I have 110 pieces. And that's now considered levar. Because it's not really levar. I mean, you're right. Conceptually, we never do this. Because that's not really what's happening. It's not really levar. It's I have to add to the total. It's a new total. Because I'm using other proofs. Maybe that's what it means.
So you're saying, so I get the first one. So you're saying the first 10 that you add to the total. I'm trying to get this.
The word levar is 10%. It's used in a different context. It doesn't really mean levar like by the shtos. It just means that I'm adding in outside pieces.
Right, exactly.
So it's 10% of 110.
Right, because I'm using those other pieces.
So 10% of 110 is 11.
Mm-hmm.
No remainder. Or is it because you took off 2% for truma? So that's why there's a remainder. Maybe that's why there's a remainder. Okay, it could be that's the pshat. You'll have to explain to me then what the pshat is, that it's double. Then the question is, why is it double then? Okay. Very good.
When is the next shir?
10 o'clock, Moitzei Shabbos, Mirtzei Hashem.
Tuvah?
Tuvah.